Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Don. How may I help?
Yeah, hi. We just paid $1 and we wanted to report on Olivia Ballestero, but I don't know where the report is. I cannot find the report.
Okay, are you still on the website?
But hold on. I can go back on the police.us.org main login. What is your website?
You would need to go back to the website in which you had originally done the report, sir.
Okay. Go back to the same website?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. It was police report, POLICE, police, REPOR, police reports, LEXIS.com. We are in the police report at nexus.com. So, police report retrieval, risk.nexus.com. Is that the one or no?
No, sir. So, you can also go on to, let's see, could you please provide me with your email here on file?
I got an email from you. It is police.us.org. Here are a few of the many uses of police.us.org. Is that a website name? It is your login information. Oh, okay. Username, hold on.
Yes,
I can
sir,
log in. Member reports online. Member reports online?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Created the report, asked me for $1. New criminal record search. Do I put in the name?
Your username, sir, is your email.
Yeah, but then the next is memberreportsonline.com. I put the email. The next one he's taking me to is, it says under the dashboard, new criminal record search.
Yes, sir. On the right-hand side, you'll need to click on the type of report you want to perform, and it'll walk you through the steps.
People search, driving record, vehicle report, property, phone number. I just paid for something. So.
Yes, sir. What you bought was the service to pull the report. So now you can perform a report from that website.
So anything I want, I need to go to the right inside to pick the report first and then put in the, because they say that you guys found something on this person, but what report did you find? I don't know.
Okay, so, and again, sir, you would need to complete the report in order to see what was all found on the person.
I know, but why did I pay you $1 when I don't know what you found? I don't know, there's a criminal report, driving record, people search, vehicle report, I don't know.
Yes, sir. It'll tell you which report, what was found due to, okay, so whatever you click, sir, will be the type of report you'll receive. If you click a vehicle report, you'll receive a vehicle report, sir.
I see. Okay. Oh, hold on. Ballester, P-O-M-I-N. G-U-E-Z. Indiana. First, she told me he found the report. He found something. So now I'm submitting under her first name, last name. and then it's kicking me back out to the new criminal record search again.
Okay, let me get you transferred to a supervisor, sir, who'll be able to assist better than I can.
Who can? At the bottom? At the bottom, it says recent activity. It says pending the agent review. Pending agent review.
Okay, that means your report is in the process of being gotten for you, sir.
Okay, so are they going to, if it's under pending agent review, are they going to send it to my email?
Yes, sir. You receive an email when the information is ready. That takes 15 minutes to 3 hours.
Okay. All right. So when it says pending agent review for criminal record, then, okay. You just have to wait for a couple of hours to see, right?
Correct, sir.
If, are you directly connected to the San Diego Police Department or not?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thank you.